You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I talked with Professor Tim Bentley, who's an academic of work and organisations at Massey University. He's part of a health working group that is looking at workplace stress and the social safety in workplaces in New Zealand. So they're currently collating data from organisations and industries all across the country and quite a large cross-section of industries, which is very interesting. But he explains very well why the study is so important in our current social climate.
B-card, B-card, B-card. Everyone's talking about this bloody B-card. What's the deal with B-cards? Am I right?
Well, for a little bit of money each month, you help keep BFM sustainable, independent, and not shit.
It's like shouting BFM a coffee a month. Or a beer.
Cheers.
Plus, you get to attend sick BFM events, win sweet prizes, and get discounts from our friends at Storm, Time Out Bookstore, Arcade, Coffee Supreme, Serato, Lord of the Fries, Pamp Menzies Shoes, Fume, Red Bar, Skull Candy, Rose Tinted Flowers St. Kev's, Meze Bar, and Southbound Records.
Just go to 95bfm.com/signup, and you know, sign up for a B-card.
Crisp biscuits and fresh vegetables every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Replayed 4 a.m. Wednesday and always online at 95bfm.com. With thanks to Love Bucket, 309 K Road. Check it.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So the New Zealand Workplace Barometer is it's an opportunity for the first time to look at psychosocial risks and risk factors in New Zealand workplaces and how these relate to stress-related illnesses and sort of mental health outcomes in the workplace. So we don't really know. We know very little about that at the moment. We've done quite a lot of research on the past on individual sort of psychosocial risks like workplace bullying and stress and violence and so on, cyberbullying, sorts of things that people are becoming more aware of now, largely to do with this research. But now we're sort of putting it all together in one program to understand how the workplace as a whole relates to these outcomes.
So I guess because you said that there's quite an emphasis on safety in a physical sense. So why do you think it's important that we look more at safety, you know, in the social and in the emotional sense?
Sure. Well, you know, the evidence from across the world is that psychosocial risks are now becoming much more important and affect a larger proportion of the workforce than physical health risks. And this is partly because of the changing nature of work. Of course, more and more people do knowledge work and don't work so much physically but work with their brains. And, you know, the nature of work has changed and become more intensified. We've got much more pressures in different ways and for different reasons that affect our sort of exposure to these risk factors and therefore mean that stress-related illnesses like depression are far more likely.
I mean, you've said that there's, by 2020, experts are predicting stress-related illnesses like depression being the leading cause of disease burden globally. I mean, that's crazy.
Yes, it's huge. You can see the extent of the problem. And the workplace, of course, is not only a source of the problem, but could be a very good potential solution to addressing some of these risks. So there's various things you can do through the workplace. For instance, get to hard-to-reach groups of people that are particularly vulnerable to mental health problems, for instance, or stress-related illnesses, and try and intervene at that level. But first, we need to understand the extent of the problem. So there's lots of things like that we understand a bit about, like workplace bullying, like stress in the workplace, like you know, work family conflict and those things that happen when people are isolated or whatever, or not included. But what we don't understand is their impacts on stress related outcomes like depression and other health outcomes, as well as their performance and what the cost of those are to organisations who don't manage those things well. So that's really what the study's about, connecting those dots.
And you're starting the data collection at the moment for this barometer.
Yeah.
What's that looking like at the moment?
Really, really good. I mean, we've been lucky enough to have, I suppose, most of New Zealand's major organisations taking part. And so that just kicked off. So, you know, the first handful now are starting to distribute the survey through to their employees and workers and management as well. So everyone across the universe, across the organisation, rather, has an opportunity to participate. So I can't name the organisations, but there's lots of them. Yeah. And we also have quite a few industry groups that are distributing amongst their members. So we're very optimistic of getting a real representative sample that's big enough that we can actually say something authoritatively about the extent of these problems.
And what kind of organisation, I mean, is it a specific type of organisation that you're looking at, like office jobs, or are you sort of delving into lots of different industries?
No, we'll take anyone.
Awesome.
We have sort of carved it up before, but now it's broad, and we're looking across the public and private sector, different types of organisations, and we have representation from almost across the board now.
Yeah.
What we are doing is giving organisations, so where they've got 50 or more respondents, which many of them will have, we give them an individualised report so they can sort of benchmark against the national figures for these different areas of concern, and as well as, you know, within their industry sort of benchmark. And also they can, if they continue with the survey in an ongoing way, they can look at their performance over time. So it's quite a useful tool for organisations as well, I think, to understand their culture, their climate, their work, you know, their workplace risk.
Absolutely. Awesome. And when do you kind of expect to have the work sort of collated and to make some comment on that?
Sure. Well, the results have started coming in. We're going to collect over the rest of this month in June, and then expect to start reporting at least the initial findings late June, early August. Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.